welcome to the Giraffe Social Media Podcast. It's what social media managers are talking about. I'm Chloe, and today I'm joined by our wonderful co-hosts, Katie and Ellie. Coming up on this week's episode, we'll be sharing our thoughts on trend jacking, thanks to the Little Miss trend. Plus, we'll be discussing how social media managers can stay on top of memes before they go out of style. In case you missed it this week, the Little Miss trend has taken over everyone's social media, with feeds being absolutely filled to the brim with the children's illustrations, topped with personalized, relatable, and incredibly self-aware headlines. According to Know Your Meme, the first instance of the Little Miss meme popped up on Tumblr in 2021, which, Katie, I know you're silently fist-pumping in the air right now, and
all I'm gonna say is Tumblr is always right.
But by April 2022, it had made its way over to Twitter and is now taking over just about every other platform. So whether you love this trend, hate this trend, it does raise an interesting discussion about trend jacking and how meme culture online has essentially given brands the opportunity to capitalize and exploit a current topic for their own personal gain. So before we get into some of the benefits of trend jacking and how, when done correctly, it can draw positive earned media, organic reach, and credibility for your brand, I thought it might be fun if we share just a few of our favorite Little Miss memes that we've seen from brands this week, because let's be honest, they've been pretty much unavoidable and unescapable. Who wants to kick us off?
So I actually saw one scrolling through my Instagram, and it was for the Ministry of Sounds, and they did one which was Little Miss listening to the same song for 3 decades. And I thought that was so fitting. I love that from them.
Not bad. I feel like my Spotify Wrapped would definitely put me under that Little Miss category. It's always seems to be the same songs and people under there, so I can get around that one. That's quite good. Katie, have you seen any?
So a few of mine I saw on Twitter. One of the ones that really caught my eye was Starbucks with Little Miss shows up late with iced coffee. You guys can confirm that that speaks to my soul. And then kind of going off of the one that you said, Ellie, a similar one that I saw on Nando's was Little Miss orders the same thing every time.
I love that. I honestly know.
Yeah, listen, the more we go through these, the more I'm maybe coming around to the Little Miss thing. They are quite relatable, especially the Starbucks one. I feel like when I was a uni student, that was definitely my excuse every time I was late to a lecture. So, yeah, can't deny. I saw a few. Funnily enough, I saw one on LinkedIn and one by LinkedIn. The one I saw on LinkedIn was just like a marketing agency. I believe it was probably Girls in Marketing shared like Little Misses for the members of their team, which I thought was quite smart. Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of teams sort of jumped on this and applied it to themselves. I only saw one. It was a big carousel, but the first one was like, Little Miss, my desk is always a shit show. Their words were mine. Which, yeah, listen, if you're a marketer, I feel like... that definitely speaks to you. It's quite a good one. And then the one I saw by LinkedIn, which was on Twitter, which maybe I think, Katie, you've seen it as well, is Little Miss gives up on a job application if it requires a cover letter, which, let's be honest, if you've ever sort of, you know, looked on the job space and, yeah, there's a cover letter involved and you don't kind of have one on hand that you can just tweak, it's a no from me. So, and to my bosses, if you're listening, that is not a recent sort of, I'm not looking for jobs basically. Well, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm coming around to those now. Wasn't sure I was getting on board. Someone compared it to the She's a 10 trend, and, you know, the kind of recycling of meme formats that we've seen since TikTok has been around. But, you know, it's a bit of fun, so it's nice to see brands jumping on board. But moving on to how trend jacking can positively impact your brand as a marketer, I think staying up with to date with the latest memes and viral trends and then applying them to your social strategy in a timely manner, that part's crucial, can really help to crystallize your brand personality. It can add real value to your audience beyond just the kind of products and solutions that you might offer, which we all know is super important because no one likes to be sold to on social media, you know, solely. So it's always good to add a few memes in there, as we know. So yeah, I just thought we could kind of rattle through some benefits that we've seen through trend jacking. I know, you know, when it's done poorly, it can be a bit of a mess, but I think we see a lot of brands getting it right. And if you're kind of looking into getting it, here are a few reasons why. Ellie, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah. So trend jacking can be a great way to boost your brand awareness. So obviously, as you said, through a hashtag, a meme, or even I feel like TikTok is a real leader in kind of raising brand awareness for small businesses, as you can kind of use a trending sound and it could literally go viral overnight. So that's probably one of the best platforms for trend jacking, in my opinion. I don't know whether you guys agree on this.
Totally.
And then obviously that kind of goes hand in hand with improving your brand reputation as well. Kind of if they see you jumping on these trends, they, you know, they recognize your brand and then, you know, they think more highly of the brand. So everything kind of goes together. And then one extra point to kind of add on to this is with the viral sounds, the viral memes, you have the potential to drive more people to your social media accounts, which is obviously one of the biggest metrics that you'd measure in social media.
Yeah, you're so right. I think when we kind of look at sort of the marketing funnel and the buyer's journey, trend jacking definitely falls into that awareness phase, which we all know is so important, because yeah, you're right, Ellie, it can lead to more brand awareness and more sales and more profile visits and grow your following and things like that. And I think to kind of use TikTok as an example again in this episode, Ryanair, I think, is, you know, the main example of this. I mean, I'm relatively new to the UK, so Ryanair isn't like wasn't a household name for me. But I think once they jumped on TikTok, like, they absolutely blew up. They grew a lot of trust with their audience. You know, they are sort of a budget airline, so some people can be a little bit snobby about that. But I think that the way that they've utilized meme culture and kind of started a lot of viral trends really has shown like the impact of trend jacking can have. And this is such a random unrelated tangent, but I saw that they've maybe hired someone else to start doing their TikTok now. And I think they originally had a TikTok creator influencer doing it. And she posted a video the other day just saying that how much she kind of missed it. And all the comments were just people saying like she essentially like revolutionized how, you know, brands create on TikTok. Like, she is kind of the pillar and the leader in that. And Ryanair is essentially, yeah, pretty much just built what brands should be doing on TikTok. So if that isn't a good enough example, I don't really know what is, but I just saw that this morning and thought it's so true, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, who had thought of like the impact of that, like, TikTok effect of the eyes and the mouth overlaying something before like Ryanair, like, harnessing its true potential. And I think like the main thing with like creating your own trends or trend jacking is that you're really like humanizing your brand and producing that lovely shareable content that we all love, like the Little Miss trends. Like, that's the perfect example of shareable content. You appeal to your audience's niche, they share it on their story, other people see it, and it raises your brand awareness. So like, yeah, trend jacking is great. But another thing that makes it great from a content creation perspective is that it's easy content creation. Someone's done most of the thinking for you. You know, we love work smarter, not harder. When someone's done most of the legwork for you and you can apply that to your brand, like, it's a win-win.
Yeah, when you as a brand are kind of, whether you're starting this trend or you're kind of creating your own templates for this, like we've seen with the Little Miss trend, where you can easily kind of apply your own headline to the meme, you're offering free content to your followers as well. Like, most of it is probably just story reshares as opposed to feed reshares. But we see this all the time with influencers, especially during the pandemic, mm-hmm. when they started creating those story templates, like the this or that stuff.
Yeah.
And some accounts just blew up from that because you add your handle to the bottom, people are resharing it, and then, you know, they're seeing, their followers are seeing it and visiting your page for more. Like, I know one girl who literally grew like 100,000 followers over the course of the pandemic purely from creating those templates. So I think trend jacking comes in a lot of different ways. I think if we go back to Ryanair, like the eyes and the mouth on a still image, like that's just a filter. I wouldn't call that a meme or like a trend, but they essentially created it to become a viral filter on TikTok. So I think there's lots of smart ways to do it. And I think the key is getting on it early, which I think is going to wrap up this segment and move us into our tips and tricks. So stick around. Now it is time for our tips and tricks segment, where we share what we've learned in the world of social media and how you guys can apply it to your social strategy. This week, we're going to be breaking down our best strategies for staying on top of trends before they die out. Guys, I think as marketers, we all know how difficult it can be to jump on something viral, especially when there are internal approval processes in place. We at Giraffe are fortunate that we don't really have any for our brand, but I know that a lot of our clients prefer to review their content before it goes live, and maybe sometimes they don't quite grasp the concept of meme culture, and they want to make changes, or they don't want to post at all. So it's super important to kind of get ahead on this stuff and kind of identify these trends before they reach their peak. Because as we've seen with a lot of brands, the little miss trend basically came and went within the span of a week. A lot of people are posting too late. And the internet can be quite harsh if your timing is not right. So Elliot, Katie, and I are going to try our best to share some tips for you guys on how to get ahead. I'll go first, shall I? You guys have quite happily taken the lead on the past segments, so I'm happy to go first. And my tip would be to subscribe to channels and newsletters that offer this information ahead of that peak that we were just referring to. So my go-to kind of examples for this are the creator account on Instagram. They often share like the top trending sounds on the app each week, or maybe it's each month now, just as they're about to reach their peak. So they say, a lot of people are starting to use this sound. It's probably about to go viral. If you want your reel to do well, you should apply this sound to your video. And then I think similarly, there are a lot of accounts popping up on TikTok, or a lot of creators that are kind of just solely committed to identifying trends early so that you don't have to, whether that's trending filters, trending sounds, trending dances, or anything like that. So I think those are really great accounts to follow that you can kind of just consume either at work or at home, and kind of just sort of flag and keep in the back of your mind. But I also think there are a number of helpful newsletters that you can subscribe to that do the same thing. So I get updates pretty much every week from TikTok Business Hub, and I think also HubSpot maybe, and they often do like a roundup of what's happening for TikTok on their platform and for HubSpot on other platforms. And it's just kind of good to receive that information in advance. Having it sent to you by someone else is another work smarter, not harder mentality, where they're doing the work for you and you simply just kind of need to get it approved on your end. That would be my top tip. I don't know, Katie, do you want to go next?
Yeah, so I kind of approach this from a slightly different angle, but still considering the approval process. And my main thing is that if you have an approval process, especially if your client is particular about what goes up, is quite wary of it, the last thing you want is to accidentally jump on a trend that might cause some controversy. So the best thing to do is do some super quick but fairly thorough research into the trends when you see them come up to make sure that it's appropriate for you to jump on this trend, and kind of preempt any conflict that could come from that. I mean, during the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, I don't know if you guys remember, but Duolingo came under fire because their social media manager joined in with those memes, and that was quite a controversial thing to do. It was literally just one comment during their community management, but it caused a lot of controversy. So maybe when you see these trends come up, although it's great to jump on them quickly, take a sec to just look at it, see if it's right, and then consider if it's better to avoid the trend instead of having to make an apology later on down the line, you know?
Totally. And this is actually a lot kind of easier to do than it may seem. Like, I think a lot of people feel like they know their brand inside out and they go, well, I wouldn't make these kind of mistakes. But I've a few times on TikTok especially kind of gone to make a video and then realized that, you know, the sound in the background has like a swear word or like a slur or something like that, which you kind of, you know, as a casual consumer, you may not clock in that business mindset, but then, you know, as when you're posting on behalf of a brand, you kind of need to be wary of those things. And I know that swearing probably isn't at the same level as the Johnny Depp Duolingo case, but it is important to remember that. Is that how your brand wants to represent itself? So yeah, I'm so guilty of doing that. And I think you want to be fast on these trends, but sometimes you benefit more from kind of just pausing, reviewing, and then going ahead with it. Ellie, do you want to round us off?
Yeah, so my one is to kind of keep an eye on your competitors. Obviously, you want to keep ahead of the curve. So see, you know, different brands within your niche and keep an eye on their social channels. And you can really learn from trends that they've done that maybe haven't done so well, or, you know, kind of going into what Katie said, has generated some backlash, so you can kind of learn from their mistakes, especially if you do have kind of processes in place. You don't want to face any backlash, like Katie was saying. Another one is also to kind of keep in mind popular hashtags within your niche, just to kind of keep an eye on what trends are about. But yeah, that's kind of all I've got to say there.
Yeah, for sure. I think doing a bit of competitor analysis, it applies to everything. I love a good old competitor analysis, whether it's to keep an eye on trends or to keep an eye on, you know, what not to do. I think it's a really good idea. And I think the hashtags as well. I think, you know, a lot of these trends don't immediately go viral. They kind of come about from consistent use from people in the same niche. So I think definitely sort of exploring that and having a look and listening to what other people in your space are doing, whether you're a brand or a creator or an influencer, I think is definitely super beneficial. So yeah, those are some great tips, guys. I hope that they helped any of our listeners, and yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what the next trend is. I saw a meme that it was, and I mentioned this already in the episode, it was like the She's a 10 trend and then the All American Girl trend and then the Little Miss trend, all in the space of like 2 months, and they're essentially the same thing, just kind of being regurgitated. So let's pray for some fresh content, and you guys will be ready for it when it does come. Well, that's all we've got time for today. If you enjoyed this week's episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And if you'd like to leave us a review on your favorite podcasting app, we wouldn't mind that either. We've been Giraffe Social Media. You've been amazing. We'll see you next time.